This time, just 2 years ago, the San Francisco 49ers were heading into a draft where they would get their future franchise quarterback.
You ain't asked me why I was smiling.
What's the matter? Why are you smiling?
Because we late. Yo, just hit the intro. It was my fault. See, I don't have a problem taking the blame. You know what I'm saying? You figure deal. Zero problems. Wait, taking the blame.
I deny when it's me.
Yeah. You kind of throw it on me. Sort of.
Wow.
Sort of. It's a weird thing. No, you say we. This was me, right? And it wasn't nothing. It was, you know what? We figured out something, and we fixed it. And so Firefox. I'm not going to say your browser is trash, but StreamYard don't like you. That's what I'm going to say. It's not compatible as the other browsers. That's what I'm going to say. But we figured it out, and we were trying to figure it out. And so now we back. You know how I know we back? Because we back. Mike, what's going on, bro? The review of 22.
That's right. That's where we are, man. It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I got my heat fixed, man. My furnace was acting up.
Oh, you got some heat?
I thought I was going to have to get the whole thing replaced, bro. My man came in here and was like, it's this little lighting coil. I was like, how much extra for that? He's like, nothing. Had to slap my man something extra on the side. Like, let's go, man. You take care of me. Let's go. See, he said the same thing. Go ahead and break down what you're wearing, please. Because
Well, first of all, if you can't read the SF logo, I'm going to have to send you some glasses from Zenni. That's number one. Right. And then number two, the shirt. If you ever see me wear green on our episode, first of all, I like to coordinate. You ain't got to like it, but I like to coordinate. And so, I'm rocking out the brand, the Winstreaks. So,
So on my screen, because I got you on the TV, it looks more of almost like a teal. It's not like
it's
hard,
not green. It's like it's seafoam green.
Yes. Okay. All right. So that's why. Okay.
I imagine colors like that, but it's definitely seafoam green.
Yeah. It just wasn't regular green. Mm-mm. On my. That's why. Remember before we started, I was like, "Yo, what color is that you wearing?" I couldn't place it. I was
but
like,
"But you know, Kylie got to be difficult. Like, you know, it wouldn't be."
Is he a Celtics fan?
No, absolutely.
So
not.
He a hater, right?
Nah, he not hating. He just wants to make sure I was representing the right team on the right show. I like that.
SF.
Shout out to, Golden State. You know what? I only watch hockey during the playoffs. That's the only time it's good to me. But shout out to my man, Golden Dragon, number 5. That's the San Jose Shark teal green. I call it seafoam. Some people call it aqua teal. Yeah, we all in the same category. Teal.
Yeah. It's all part of the same family. You know.
Yeah.
Speaking of the family, man, listen, Wayne. We drafted a lot of people in 2022.
2022 was a draft where we drafted 12 players that year.
Yeah, it was a lot of them.
Well, let's count them. I want to be accurate because I don't like
say the names. So Drake Jackson is one.
Oh, what happened to the list? Oh, I'm on a different show. They different thing.
Oh, I got you here. Watch this. There you go.
All right, so you go ahead. Drake Jackson is one.
TDP.
Two.
Danny Gray.
Three.
Spencer Burford.
4.
Samuel Womack.
5.
Nick Zakeld.
6.
Nickel. Kalia Davis.
7.
Tariq Castro Fields.
8.
And then Brock Purdy.
So 9. We drafted 9 players that year. So before we go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, is it too early to even be like.
Absolutely not. It's 2022. Really? These guys had their rookie season and then their sophomore season, and now they're entering their third season. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I think it's time. I think this is something we could do. You know, every year we reevaluate that class, and, you know, during this time, because it's draft time, and class of 24 is on their way. what they saying in the chat. I missed it.
No, it's not about what they saying. I'm just, you talking, I'm thinking, and I'm going to say some real foul stuff in this episode. I can feel it.
I can feel it. All right. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Tell me that wasn't a dope.
Oh, that's so hard, yo.
Which group was that? Which group was that?
When you look around. Well, all right, so I know Michael Jackson was
I just want to know what group it was, Mike. You ain't got to give us the...
I don't think it... Was it the Jackson 5? It wasn't the Jackson 5, right?
It was the Jacksons. It was featuring Michael. How dope is that?
Oh, not dope at all, because that just made me look stupid, and I knew I was talking about
it. It didn't make you look stupid. It was just a different era. Like.
That's why you told me I was wrong.
Nah. Yo, Kali. This is why you my boy. Sometimes you foul with the mouth, but most of the time you on point. But yeah, it was the Jacksons. Michael was gone solo, you know what I'm saying? And they still wanted to make music. You dig? So that's why I wanted to say that. But anyway, when you get to this 2002 draft class, we have to evaluate it, because it's funny, because some of these players aren't here. Some of these players have superseded, and some of these players may be on the bubble. So I think it's a fair time for us to talk about it. And in the chat, you know what we'll do, Mike? Let's copy and paste that and post it in the chat so that they can just have it in the chat. I'll do it, you know. And I want to know, like, the ultimate question is, which one of the players remaining will possibly be on the bubble? You know what I'm saying? Like, which player may possibly be on the bubble going into 2024? Because with this draft approaching, the Niners have 10 draft picks. They don't have a problem drafting all their draft picks. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a problem using all their draft picks, right?
Right. No, they get after them. And they cut that roster down appropriately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they make sure that we're going to get them all in here. But the problem is, let's get into it, because I think this team has a problem. So
all right, so what? Okay, so you think this team has a problem? Let's start with the problem and pose to me the problem that you feel like that this team has. Now, let me just remind everybody: if you're looking at that list, Tariq Castro Fields was released his rookie season, and I believe they released TDP during the season, and so they're no longer on this roster. Everybody else is still on the roster. Did I miss somebody?
No, technically you're right. But
oh,
all right.
Well, okay, because I'm gonna pose a question on my YouTube channel, and I'm gonna do a poll question, and I want to know. I'm gonna give them some names. I want to know which ones they feel like may be on the bubble.
Okay. So while you're doing that, here's what I think the team has a problem with. They get players and don't let them play. Like, we shouldn't be at the end of these players' sophomore seasons in the NFL and not have a clue as to whether we should be moving on or giving them more time. And for 90% of this list, I honestly, other than one player, maybe two, have we seen a significant amount of snaps? I don't think anybody on this list other than two players has more with this team has more than 300 snaps. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull up let's pull up the snap counts, and let's just be accurate. Our show is about accuracy, right? And I could only pick four names on the poll question, so I'm not gonna. I mean, you might not see a name up there, okay? But just pay attention. Just remember what the 49ers did in the offseason as well. All right. So when you see the names up there, just be mindful. I could tell you whose job is safe. Brock Purdy. The only one.
Sure.
Okay.
Snap counts for...
Let's start with Drake Jackson. He was the first pick. We'll go on order.
Yeah, 514 snaps.
Okay.
All right. TDP you want to do next, right?
Oh, come on. Why is there an error? Oh, you got to be shitting me. Oh, I know why there's an error, because that ain't the right show. TDP, yes.
Okay, 77.
Okay, keep going. Well, TDP is no longer here, so don't even go. Just do the ones that still remain on the roster. My apologies.
Danny Gray.
Yes. Why is Mike
87.
Laughing?
87.
87.
All right. So I was wrong. It's gonna be three. I said two of them. Probably didn't have over 300 snaps. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know that Drake Jackson played that many snaps. 1,591. So 1,591 for Spencer Burford. Samuel Womack. You think he get over 300?
I don't know. You just gonna look it up. We gonna figure it out. I mean, do I think he gets over 300? No.
216.
I'm good. I'm so good.
Nick Zekelge.
Nope. He had like one.
I don't even know.
Keep going.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah.
You said we being accurate, right?
Yeah, we being accurate. Come on, man. This is the BAM accuracy show. Did he have one?
No.
He has none?
None. Not a single. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are penalties. I apologize. Those are penalties. He's got 12.
12.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I was close.
He's got 12. Yeah.
There's the poll.
All right.
I was putting it on the wrong show.
Khalil Davis. Khalil Davis, over under 50?
I would say over.
54. Look at you.
I'm good, baby.
Look
Give
at
me my
you.
Ding, ding, ding. I put three ding, ding, dings in there so that way it don't All sound right. like it's a ding, ding.
And I'm not going to look up Brock Purdy because we know he's well over. So it was, what was it? It's three of them. It's three in total to have more than 500 snaps.
So, Wayne, Mike,
pathetic.
It's pathetic. Okay, why is it pathetic again?
300 snaps in two seasons, even as a rotation. That with
for who
the number of for any of them, for any of them. Like,
well, Mike,
there's
you
no reason.
No, I'm sorry. Please continue. There's no reason.
There's no reason Sam Womack, with the turnover that we've had in that secondary, don't have 300 plus snaps. We should have seen what we have in this kid already.
I agree to disagree, right? And the reason why I say that is because the way that the team is currently like built, right? And so when they draft these players, depending on the position that these players are, like, you know, they play, will determine, and how well they progress and grasp the concept of the defense will determine if they're going to see snaps. Now, that's one way to determine it. The second way to determine if they're going to see snaps is due to injury. So these guys sometimes have to wait for their opportunities. When these players get drafted, they're not drafted to go right in and play right away. Not like the Niners, if you follow the Niners draft path, like, it doesn't work that way, like the other teams. Now, I agree with you when you sat there and said at the beginning of the show, like, you know, should we be doing a show if these players don't really have the reps and the snaps out there to show forth on the football field? But listen, this is the game. Like, if you don't, like, all right, I draft you to replace me, but my play isn't declining. And if my play isn't declining, you got to do something really special in order for the coach to say, okay, you going in, you're going to start, you're going to do this, or even be a rotative piece, right? Depending on your position. And so we already know how Kyle Shanahan doesn't like to, if it ain't broke, he ain't going to fix it. That's the type of coach he is. We watched him just use Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell and Jordan Mason and then Christian McCaffrey. You get what I'm saying? When you get that's if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So when you look at these young guys, I thought right away with that second round pick, right? Drake Jackson, like, I thought even though he was raw, he would be able to come in and make an impact, but they were already stout at the defensive edge position as far as rotative pieces. So he had to do something special to get on the field. And then the second year, he got hurt. So, all right, I'll tell you what, Mike. How many of these players got hurt their second year, which might have hurt their opportunity, which is the reason why they may be on the bubble?
Before I answer this question, are we talking about real hurt or 49ers hurt?
Damn.
Are we not going to play politics?
Nah, we could play politics.
Drake Jackson got hurt. He had a surgery.
But that...
He got hurt. He had a surgery.
He did have a surgery, but come on. He had a procedure. Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. So TDP's not here. We're not going to talk about him. What do you think happened to Danny Gray? Because he got hurt, but hello? Can y'all hear me?
I think Danny Gray. I think Danny Gray got stashed.
But, all right.
So all right, for those that are just watching the show, that are new to the show, that don't understand what really be going on in the San Francisco 49er organization, they will hurt players. Like they
can't say it like that way.
Okay, my bad. They will tell people that players are hurt.
Are injured. Yes.
Excuse me, injured. And if you've been watching this organization, especially with this regime, the Kyle Shanahan and the John Lynch era, players' injuries come out of zero-where. Like, they come out of nowhere. Like, you, like, yo, Danny Gray just ran 400 yards for 2 touchdowns, and then the next week, oh, Danny Gray hurt. And we were like, but when?
Yo, was like, it this team that had the player that got hurt, like, in the locker room getting off a chair?
Dog, oh, man, that was, he tore his Achilles. That was Tarvarius Moore.
Is that who that was?
I don't know if it was a locker room in the 49ers room, but it was definitely him getting off a chair and that Achilles said, pop.
Oh, my God.
That's not funny. We're not laughing at the injury. Right. Like, good. Yeah, good job, Mike. Yeah. Good job. Because Cat's going to be like, yo, these guys are savages.
Spencer Burford. I don't think he's had any officially reported injuries. He's just been a rotational guy.
Well, he's been a rotational guy because of the way the team is built. I'm telling you, bro. Like, year one.
What's that?
Okay, hear me out. I promise I can make it make sense. Year one, Daniel Brunskill was injured, coming off of an injury before the season. Spencer Burford was drafted, what, in the 4th round? Gets inserted right into that starting lineup. Mind you, he was drafted as a tackle, and they kicked him inside. Whatever. So, he started. Daniel Brunskill returns, and it's like, we got to get Brunskill back out here. And so, all of a sudden, it became a, I don't want to say rotational, but it became, I'm going to play some, you're going to play some. I know that's rotational, but it wasn't like, I'm going to play 5 snaps, you're going to play 5 snaps. It started with one, I'm going to play this game, you're going to play this game. I don't know how they were building continuity on the offensive line, but that's what Kyle wanted. That's what Chris Forster had to do. Bam. Then it became, Brunskill, you're going to go in there more. And Spencer Burford. And so then let's go into his sophomore year. Spencer Burford think he good. He got the job back. They go and sign John Feliciano to replace Daniel Brunskill. So it remained rotational. Like his position remained rotational. But that's how they wanted it. That's how they wanted it, I think. I don't think that's how they wanted it, but that's how they ended up doing it. Because never mind. Because then Colt McKivitz missed that block in the Super Bowl on Chris Jones.
No.
According to
it was Burford.
John Feliciano.
It was Burford. And Burford went online and defended himself.
Did he defend McKivitz and take the
blame. See the play. You can see the play.
I'm trying to
run right to the center. It was him. It was Burford.
Mm-hmm. No, I know who it was. I was just kind of being facetious because Feliciano, somebody tried to throw, I remember now. Somebody tried to throw McKivitz under the bus and Feliciano corrected him and said it was Burford.
Wait, hold on. No, don't leave. Don't leave. You stay right there. Why you think he did that? Can you tell me who Burford is the rotational player with?
I don't know. Daniel Brunskill?
You don't remember. Oh, is it Brunskill? Is Brunskill this past season? Just tell me who he rotates with.
Yo, they re-signed him too. This is y'all, first of all, I want to go out on the limb and say there's no team better than the San Francisco 49ers. When I tell you, Mike, every offseason, it's like we're watching literally the soaps. Like there's something going on, and we are here to bring it out, right? We are here to let you know that you are watching 49ers soap operas, Days of Our Lives. Mike, that jump was funny. Oh, they said it was Jeff Wilson Jr. I thought it was Tavarius Moore. So Tavarius Moore did tear his Achilles, but you might be talking about Jeff Wilson Jr. that did it. The running back.
Yeah, what? I don't care. All I know is this. Sometimes when you watch a comedy live, or if you watch a sitcom live, you miss some of the excellent writing. You got to go back and watch it again.
Gang, good point,
bro.
And the
49ers give you that excellent writing that you just can't believe. Like, my man threw shots. It was a teammate sticking up for another teammate. But the shot that he threw was at the dude that he rotates with, basically saying, if I was in there.
That's so, yo, you know what I wanted to comment? First of all, I like Spencer Burford. So let me just go on a limb and say that. I don't like everybody, but I like Spencer Burford. I'm going to tell you why. He a real one. I'll leave it at that. You know, some players you hit up, some players, whatever. That's their prerogative. He's the type of player that will respond to you. Like, what you having for dinner tonight, Breezy? Like, type, right? Don't know him from a can of paint, but learned to get to know. So he a real one. But here's the thing. I wanted to clap back at Feliciano so bad, but I always get blocked. So I was just like, I wanted to say, yeah, but why you got hurt? I mean, like, you got injured, and that's why you weren't out there. So don't be like, yo, if I was out there, this wouldn't have happened.
Wait, he got injured during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he got injured during the Super Bowl. That's why he wasn't out there. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just regular part of the rotation.
Nah, he
they
was
rotated
injured
him all year long, bro.
He got injured. He missed a few plays, and then they brought in Burford. So like, if Burford don't got the continuity of being out there, let's say that was Burford's first play, bro. Let's just keep it a buck. Let's say that was his first play. He was inserted to fill in for an injured John Feliciano. And that first play, he just had a brain fart. He kicked inside and just didn't block the dude in front of him, because he kicked inside to help out, what's our center name? Brendo. That's what he did. He created a wall. Now, he would have had to pick up two people on that play, but if he could have at least initiated the contact with Chris Jones, it possibly would have allowed Chris Jones to stop and back into the linebacker that was blitzing. Possibly. I don't know. As Chris Jones is a strong motherfucker. But because he just totally kicked inside to block and make that wall with Brendo, Chris Jones had a free thing. But that was his first play, bro. I don't know if that was his first play. I'm just saying, what if that was his first play? And he just had a brain fart. Anyway, is he on the bubble?
We ain't get to that yet.
All right, we ain't
gonna
get to
do that
far.
In the last 5
okay.
minutes. We're going to finish this list, and we're going to talk about whether or not they had injuries.
Okay. Okay.
Where we at? Samuel Womack.
Injuries.
Nick Zakel.
That's a question mark piece, right? What
the are
the
Niners trying to stash a whole draft class, bro?
Yes, there we go. There we go. Isn't Nick Zakel pretty much an Ivy League? He went to Fordham, right? He graduated from Fordham. Mm-hmm. 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 That's second tier Ivy League or something, or is it first tier? Second tier, right?
High college than I went to.
Whatever. College is college. Knowledge is knowledge. It just comes down to connections. One college don't make you smarter than the other college. All right, here we go. At the end of the day, like, they, you know, but, you know, their study habits, their work ethic is typically, it's kind of a little different. You know, when you go to Ivy League school, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, what if they've been stashing him for a minute, and he was the tackle too, but they might be trying to kick him in at the guard. He got to be on the bubble, though.
This is why I say this team has problems. What about Khalil Davis? Injuries also?
Mike, his first season he was injured. He was on the NFI list for season one. And then in season two, he came back, he played 54 snaps, and then went on the, what's the other thing? The injured reserve. According to the San Francisco 49er injury report.
And then last but not least is Brock Purdy. And
he got injured too.
He's been here. Yeah, he did. But he's been here. So, Wayne, I think when people ask me, Mike, are you nervous now that Adam Peters is gone? I look at this draft class and say, no, absolutely not. Now I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
Because
dang.
If we're going to give him, yeah, I'm there. If we're going to give him praise for all these late round phenoms, you know, phenoms that the 49ers happen to find, well, we got to blame him for Tariq Castro Fields and Khalil Davis and Nick Zakel, right?
Hold on, Mike. I got you. Keep talking.
But I'm just, y'all got to make sure y'all keep that same energy. So don't ask me, oh, are you nervous? Are you nervous? Well, no. What was he responsible for? You got to pick and choose. If tell me that he runs the second half of the draft, then the second half of this draft is it's a crapshoot. And Brock Purdy, listen, I'm glad he's here and all that stuff, but without injuries, we might not have ever seen him take the field. So what'd you give us in this whole second half of the draft?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
I think I don't know how the draft room works, and I don't know who's responsible for what. All we do know is that Adam Peters typically is the fifth round guy, and down, right? So some of these guys are misses, and that's Mike. The draft is that. The draft is a gambling spot. You're gonna go up in there, and you're gonna pick what you think is gonna work. The better evaluators you have, hopefully when those players enter your facility for OTAs or mini rookie camp or whatever, that's the first thing. Which they don't get to practice with anybody else. They get to kind of like stand out amongst themselves in mini rookie camp because it's just them. Well, OTAs is where they kind of like first get with the vets. You know what I'm saying? And so that's when you really can see the young guys with the older guys and see who has what, you know what I'm saying, and prepare for a great camp, right? And so that's what it is. Doesn't mean you hit right. I don't know any team that's hit on all their draft picks.
I don't want you to hit on all of them. Wait, we just okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're gonna
what
do
I do
three
wrong?
I'm going to read the name. Yep. And we're going to do three categories for each one of these guys. We're not going to waste time because we got less than 3 minutes left.
Dang.
The three categories are they need more time, bust, or a lock.
Okay.
So you need more time to determine their future.
Yes, I got it. I understand
it. Or they're a lock. Okay, ready? Drake Jackson.
Need more time.
Danny Gray.
Need more time.
Spencer Burford.
Need more time.
Samuel Womack.
Need more time.
Nick Zakel.
I don't understand it, but I can't say he a bust. He ain't played, so he need more time. Keep going.
Khalil Davis.
Need more time.
Brock Purdy.
Lock.
We got a whole draft class with one lock.
You got eight need more times. And one lot, but that's how they draft, Mike. I'm so glad. I don't care if our numbers are low. Hit that like button too, by the way. But this is an important episode because now you understand how the 49ers are drafting. Their team is stacked and built to win now. Whoever they draft, they're not going to impact that. They're not going to impact this team on winning now. If an opportunity presents themselves, they better get out there and do what they need to do to show that. For example, Brandon Ayuk, first round pick. That first year, bunch of injuries to the wide receivers, terrible offensive line. Well, the offensive line was probably a little bit better then. But at the end of the day, he was the guy, because Kittle got hurt. He was the guy that Debo got hurt. He was the guy that had to go out there and let everybody know he was a first-round draft pick. And he almost had 1,000 yards that year. I think he had almost 900 yards that year. You knew he was going to be a problem. But if we go to that draft class, we probably got a lot of need more times too. This team doesn't draft for right now anymore. They are drafting literally for the future. So the question is, my question to you is, before we dip up out of here, is how much more time are you willing to give them? Ladies and gents, poll question is, which player from the 2022 may be on the bubble in 2024? Drake Jackson, Samuel Womack III, Khalil Davis, and Danny Gray. And right now, I'll end this because we're about to end the show. With 35 votes, we got 48%. Can you guess and say?
Man, The answer is all of them. You should have put that as an option. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. None of them. You don't know.
That's why you don't. That's why I don't think they're gonna. I don't think all of them are on the bubble because you got production out of Drake Jackson, right? He's got sacked the week one. Didn't he have 3 sacks?
Yes.
Don't squinch your face now. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And then they stopped utilizing.
And then what? No, they didn't.
Mike,
he had an increase in a role and didn't do anything else. His snap counts increased from that game, and then finally, like week
and
four,
he was
like,
injured.
Okay, there it is again.
You said he had a procedure, right? You said he had a surgery, right?
Yep.
If they have surgeries, they injure. If they don't have surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Davis, Samuel Womack III.
They glorified water boys. They're not doing anything.
They're not doing anything, Mike, because it's not their. They don't have. It's not their opportunity or time to do so, right?
No, that's mismanagement by the team.
There's two different things we're talking about. We're talking about two different things then.
What position does Sam Womack play?
He's a cornerback, but they made him play nickelback, right? Because that's where they needed him. He's not a nickelback. It's a big difference. Nickelback and quarterback is different.
Wayne, I'm agreeing with you. So instead of him getting play time, what we do? We go out and get Isaiah Oliver, and we still had Demo bouncing back and forth.
Because he's not a nickelback. He's not even going to develop into a nickelback.
He don't have to be a nickel. Why can't they get him on the field? Why are we bringing in guys like Isaiah Oliver, old people from another regime, and giving them more opportunities than our own guys?
Because Isaiah Oliver resulted at being a bigger nickelback. He was great at an open tackle. You can't sit there and tell me Isaiah Oliver wasn't great in open tackles. That's what he excelled in. That was same way he got the fumble against us when he was with the Falcons. He did that. He sucked in coverage. End of discussion. I watched Samuel Womack his rookie season get boasted, toasted, and roasted on in the same damn game. I think that affected him, but it also had to do where they lined him up. You can't put Samuel Womack in the slot and they put Kyle Pitts in the slot and expect Samuel Womack. The same junk happened to Jimmy Ward. Brandon Marshall, Jimmy Ward. Go back and look it up.
Why haven't we seen Danny Gray? Who's wide receiver 3 when Deebo go out?
Because maybe Danny Gray still ain't get the blocking prep down pack or something.
Deebo don't block?
Deebo does block. Bugging, yo.
I take it back.
I'm
getting emotional because
you said that Deebo don't block, you should smack yourself and call yourself silly. That's silly. He blocks. He's just not the blocker as Brandon Ayuk. He's not the blocker as Juwan Jennings, but he blocks. Maybe Danny Gray not strong enough to block.
Hey, how bad has our defensive line been?
Where this going, Mike?
Why haven't we seen more Khalil Davis?
Because of that, you did see more Khalil Davis last season, but then he got injured. They were rotating him in. He had 54 snaps. First year NFI.
That was career. Those numbers were career numbers. Last year, bro.
Because he only played last year. He was injured the first year. He didn't even get to suit up the first year. He was on the NFI before the season starts, so they didn't even have to designate because he got hurt in college, remember? You go on the NFI if you have an injury in college and it lingers over to the NFL, but if you get injured during the NFL, you have to designate to the IR. Well, because he didn't get the injury in the NFL, he was on the NFI list, so he didn't even count. Literally, a roster spot. He didn't even take up a spot. He didn't accrue a season. That's a whole nother show. He didn't accrue a season.
We out of here, man. Listen, y'all, this is good. Listen, I'm not worried about Adam Peters being gone. The Niners need to learn how to use their rookie and second-year players better because there's no evaluation process. My opinion. I don't think that they have a real evaluation process because what you see in practice doesn't always equate to the field. How many
100%.
Times have you heard about any player?
100%.
How many, any player, you pick them and
100%.
Say, this guy was terrible in practice but good in the games and vice versa.
100%.
About all-time great players.
I could care less about practice.
Yes.
None of
you
that.
You got to give them a chance.
I understand practice gives you the ability to perfect things, But none of that matters until you get onto the football field on a Sunday or Thursday or Monday night or Saturday, right, if you make get one of those. None of that practice matters. Why? Because the defenses are going to be different and those offenses are going to be different.
Come on. So and yeah, adrenaline is different too, man.
When it's way different.
Yo, I'm not going to start. They got to do a better job of evaluating these players on the field.
I didn't know that's where we were going with the show, but that's how we ended the show. San Francisco 49ers got to do a better job in evaluating these players on and off the field. Oh, we vote for me. Oh. Vote for me so I could beat Tracy. End of discussion. Drop the mic.
We live all the time, just kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy. I'm Mike, and this is the BAM Show. We out of here, y'all.